All right, well, hey. Come on, Jar Jar, let's go on this journey. Hey everybody, welcome to Snake Show. This is Bob.
What's Misa thinking?
That's like a horrible, horrible Jar Jar impersonation. Horrible.
Really?
Do it again. Let me hear it again.
What's Misa thinking?
Yeah, it's horrible. It sounds like you're swallowing something.
I'm swallowing something.
What's Misa thinking? I don't know. It sounds like you got something.
Oh, yeah, that was a big improvement.
It sounds like you got something stuck in your throat.
You sound like Frank Oz smuggling a watch up his ass.
Frank Oz wasn't the voice of Jar Jar.
I know.
It was some dude from Stomp.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I was reading an article about him actually today.
It was the girl from Precious, I think.
That's right. It was Gabrielle Sidibe.
Gabrielle Sidibe, household name.
Sidibe.
So I saw Star Wars today.
Yeah, you posted at 4:20. You saw Star Wars today.
Yeah,
that's a fancy theater with the electronic little thing is there. That's pretty,
yes,
pretty fancy for your neck of the woods. I thought they just somebody had a wood burning kit and they just hung up placards.
Yeah, they did away with that. They had like Etch a Sketch.
It's like the Ozarks, you know. It's kind of backwoods up there.
Yeah, they used to put up like an Etch a Sketch and
that's
stuff.
Right. I gotta get up on the ladder and do the Etch-a-Sketch.
Although, what's weird, I haven't Googled this yet, but, you know, they have, like, the posters of what's coming up in the summer and all that.
Right.
And I swear to God, this one says, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire
Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Yes, that's a real movie, yes.
Yes, I'm like, what the hell?
Because it's a book. It was a book. It was a pretty well-received book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's also one called... oh shoot, what was the name of that? It's Jane Austen. What's that Jane Austen book? Pride and Prejudice?
Mm-hmm.
It's Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another book like that. There's a whole bunch of these books that are kind of twists on history and like vampires and zombies and shit. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's another one too. I can't remember the name of it though. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I could look it up, but that's all right.
Right.
The internet is here waiting for me just to touch it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'll just like earlier whenever I said, oh, yeah, Andy Leibovitz is that famous photographer. And the next thing I know, you're like playing with yourself. And
I had a problem with my hip.
It's like I go Google it. It's that Whoopi Goldberg and milk picture. Andy Leibovitz. Oh, let me Google that. And then next thing I know, you're going,
My hip. I'm having a hip thing, and my hip is starting to...
Well, when you turn 50, happy birthday.
I'm not 50, Dick.
It gets you in the hips.
I don't have it in the lips. That's
what I was going to say, evidently you don't have it in the lips.
Wore out my hips already.
That's right. You're going to have to get yourself a fake one.
I am getting older, though. That's true.
You are. You're almost 50 now.
I had for like 2 weeks this incredible neck pain. I mean, it just really bothersome. And I almost went to the chiropractor. I was like,
the chiropractor.
Could not handle. No, I mean, seriously, just could not handle it.
Why did you go to these quacks?
Well, I didn't want to, but I was like, man, I'm getting desperate. I'm really.
Why didn't you just go to the doctor?
Well, no. I can't.
Regular medical doctor.
I can't. Well,
you're accredited.
Because he knows we're liars now, so I can't go.
Educated, like, beyond a couple of years.
I can't go to my doctor anymore. He found out that we're liars, and I can't.
What do you mean you're liars? I don't understand.
We went to out the other night, and we saw some, some stuff there, and
you're being very vague at the moment.
My wife was carrying around like a Bloody Mary, and she's like, "Oh my God, we're seated right by my doctor. Oh my God." Yeah. But she just got done telling the doctor how she doesn't drink and smoke and all this stuff.
Oh, and now she's drinking.
Yeah, like right in front of him. Like, oh, you lying bitch, man. Oh,
why did she tell your doctor that she doesn't drink?
Oh, you know, she was just, you know, having, you know, like a little bit of a, like a, I don't want to say a slip disc or something, or a...
some kind of back problem.
Her back's been jacked up, and she's been asking him for some pain pills, and he's kind of, like, reluctant, you know, like, well, I don't really believe in these, you know, this, and...
He says, why don't you drink? And she's like, oh, I don't drink.
I don't drink at all.
Just drink. Don't worry about these pills. Just drink.
Never. I never drink. Yeah, and then, like, and the very next day...
Mary. That's right.
Big Bloody Mary walking around, like, oh, well.
You should have just said it's a Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
It's Virgin, Doctor.
It's Virgin, Doctor. It's Virgin.
Virgin. I know it's red, but it's still a virgin, honestly.
So, yeah, so now we're just lying. We're liars. Honestly. We're liars.
You're liars.
We're liars.
So you couldn't go to your doctor because your wife got a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, she lied to him, and then...
Oh, he wouldn't pay attention.
I don't know.
He does. He gives like two fucks about you guys. That's for sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe even three.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. That's pretty high ranking.
I'm at my three fuck limit right now.
That's right. That's right. That Bloody Mary, you're down to one fuck. I give one fuck.
Oh God.
Oh geez, here he goes with looking at Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I was trying to move. I didn't want to aggravate this thing again, man.
I didn't realize Whoopi Goldberg and milk got you off so bad there.
They're slinging my pants. I don't want to aggravate it any more than it is.
You're like a big Ted Danson fan, aren't you? So.
What?
Ted Danson used to date Whoopi Goldberg, you know.
Yeah, so, what about it?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What's wrong with that?
You want to be Ted?
Yeah, not Whoopi Goldberg.
No. Oh, okay, just checking.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, you know, the website changed.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there. We're changing around things a little bit. I think I said something last week.
We'll have a lot more porn. And
if you want to post some porn, I guess so, but I don't think so. I'm not posting porn, but.
We weren't going in that direction with the new website?
If you want to, that's fine, but that's up to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, we better not.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's got new stuff. There's no really new stuff. It just looks different, basically.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to be, you know, we've done commercials in the past here, and we're moving over to a different provider of commercials, I guess, would be the thing. So that's not all happened yet, but it's working on it. It's in transition, as it were.
Maybe we can get some whipped cream on Desiree's breasts or something.
Right. And there's more pictures, right? So,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, visual, more pictures.
Everything. More visual, yes.
More visual.
So in case you need some wacky material, we want to...
Yeah, we're going to have a picture, Annie Leibovitz picture of Whoopi Goldberg and milk for you.
Oh, come on. That's that does nothing for me. That does nothing.
Okay.
For me.
Just teasing.
I'd rather rape a pillowcase, tell you the truth, geez.
In milk?
Yeah. God.
If there was a pillow and milk, I would rape it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That's very nice of you to say about Whoopi. So, but anyway, look for the changes. Got a tweet from C. What are you doing? Is that your zipper?
What?
Better not be unzipping.
No, I'm shaking my leg. Can you hear that?
Yes. Quit doing it.
Like that?
Yeah. Now, I just want to tell people.
Yeah.
That, you know, other people listen. You have talked to me while you're in the bathroom on more than one occasion before we start recording.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so people know, I go, what's that? Oh, that's the toilet. What are you doing? And then you tell me that you've been in the bathroom taking care of certain types of business.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean he's been taking care of both types of business that you're in the bathroom normally for.
Yeah, right.
I'm not talking like weird science in the bathroom, you know.
Taking care of business every day.
Whenever, what was his name? Not Chet. What was the Anthony Michael Hall's character in Weird Science? You know, his mom asked him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't talk about my daughter.
I'm talking about number one and number two. You've taken a shit while I'm unaware, while you're in the bath. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And then I hear the flush, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And you're like, oh, I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, I had to go to the bathroom.
So. You're not going to the bathroom currently, are you?
No, I'm on this couch downstairs.
All right, because I thought I heard a zipper.
I was just shaking my leg, all right?
All right, all right. I'm getting all freaked out now because I told you not to do that anymore, so.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just shake it when I want to. I don't care.
All right. Well, anyway, let me get back to my story here. Yeah. Got a tweet from CB.
Tweet from CB.
He loved your Dr. Zaius, yes.
CB, you love Dr. Zaius. Don't you?
Yeah, I think he's got a non-sexual crush on Dr. Zaius there.
Dr. Zaius.
Let me tell you something, CB.
Oh, my goodness.
When I'm done with Nova, you can have her.
But I'll never be done.
I'll never be done.
That's right.
I'm going to the Forbidden Zone.
Oh, my goodness.
If you know what I mean.
Dr. Zaius wants sloppy seconds.
We're going to do it gorilla style. Gorilla
style. She'll speak to me.
Oh.
All right.
The only talking she's going to do is making the old face.
Sounds like chimpanzee style there. That's what that's like. So anyway.
I'm glad you enjoyed the Dr. Zed. CB, thank you for listening. Thank you. That's very nice.
Yes, CB. Thanks for listening. And I'm glad you got to enjoy Dr. Zaius / what's her name? Lady from On Golden Pond, you know.
Let me tell you something, mister.
That's right.
You're my knight.
Catherine Hepburn. I can remember her name. Yeah. That's what you sound like to me, is like some kind of Catherine Hepburn with like a mask on.
CB, don't go into Bob's bathroom. You won't like what you find there.
Be you.
Your bathroom, hell.
Onion rings, holy God.
So you had a story this week for us, Miles?
Let's see here. Hey, I had an idea. I had a new movie genre I was thinking of.
A new movie genre.
Yeah, new movie genre.
I'll be Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson.
Yes!
Hi-yo! New movie genre. Hi-yo. What is it?
Zombie porn. You don't like that. He likes biting head. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yes.
No, I think like this guy's doing this chick dog style, right?
Okay.
In the middle of it, she turns into a freaking zombie.
All right. Is this some dream you had recently?
No, yeah, I was at work and I really had nothing to do one day, and I was just like,
what can I think about?
I was thinking about The Walking Dead.
Let's see. I was thinking about porn, and then zombies entered into it, and so I came up with zombie porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this guy's going, you know, kind of downtown on a girl. You know. Everything.
Now, would he be eating her brains at the same time?
Well, I didn't think that far into it.
Okay. Just ask.
It'd be funny. I'm just saying. I'd watch it. It'd be like, oh, this is funny.
There could be some entertainment value there, yes.
Yeah, this guy's going downtown on some girl, you know what I'm saying? And, like, all of a sudden he looks up and he's got, like, those glassy eyes going, and she's like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! He's like, ah!
Now, would, there be a new interpretation of brains for this genre, you know?
They're not going after brains. I don't know. I didn't think that popped the head. I'm just saying.
I'm going to get to your brain, and I'm going to start between your legs and work on
it. Yeah, I'll suck it through this little hole or something. Huh? No, I don't know. It just sounded funny. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, so zombie porn. All right.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny. I don't.
I think you should make one. I think you should make your zombie porn and
featuring me. Yeah.
Well, I really don't want to see that, but I'm sure you can find somebody who's better looking. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
You are pushing 50. I mean, nobody wants to see.
Yeah, Dick, I'm at 50s.
Nobody wants to see your brain. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know. I thought it was funny.
It is funny. It's funny. Now, like, sometimes zombies are kind of like, you know, pieces of them break off.
Yeah.
So I guess the guy could really say, I'm going to break my dick off in you, and it could happen.
He's like using his fingers on her, and he comes up and he's like, oh shit.
Oh, I lost a couple.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit. This is embarrassing.
Well, they generally don't have any feelings. The zombies.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying, I just thought it was a funny, you know.
So now would like people who are non-zombies like be getting it on with the zombies?
Yeah, but they don't know it, you know.
Oh, they turn into zombies while
they're like as they're doing it, you know.
Oh, would there be somebody walking through shooting them in the head while they're doing it?
You know, I didn't think that far. Or it's a way like to turn them back to normal. You know, you got to do them to turn them back.
Oh, there! Now see now that right there.
You
that
would
is
watch that. You would that watch
is
that
story
you?
Right there. That is the. I'm the only one with the zombie serum, and it's in my semen.
The zombies.
Now that.
Cocker. Yeah,
that's the story. That's the story right there. That is a story. Okay, so you're the guy who
those sorority girls are all infected.
That's right. Oh yes they are. Like I'm the only one that you gotta
yes.
You gotta prime the pump, honey, before you get there.
Oh my god.
You sound like George McFly there.
Oh, sorry.
So you're in the lab before the apocalypse, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And you found the cure, but they're coming after you, so the only thing you can do is like drink it. But the thing is, because of the way it was created,
yes.
The only way it comes out is through your semen.
Oh, god.
There you go. That's the story you got. That's your movie.
Starring Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I have to get this in your nostril to save you. Hold still.
It's the perfect delivery system.
That's right. I'm getting tired. I got it. My regenerative powers are not what they used to be.
Starring Sean Connery. Oh, geez.
I found a cure to the zombies.
But now I've lost it.
But yeah. I drank it.
I've drank it. Now there's only one way to get rid of it.
That's right.
Through my seed. Yes.
It's kind of like the whole pineapple thing, but that's.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
There. That's the story. That's the show. That's the movie.
You know, because I had that movie idea a few years back, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah, the blue thing, yeah.
Yeah, people had blue lips, really had just given oral sex or something.
Right,
something.
Yeah.
Well, this is my next movie idea.
Did you realize people can have blue lips? That's a weird thing. But it's because their heart's pumping backwards or something.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Yes.
Anyhow.
You don't want to be pumped backwards.
That's true. Unless you're a zombie.
Unless you're a zombie, like, oh, Jesus, I got to turn these bitches back. How do I do
that's
it?
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you're lucky. You ever see the movie A Boy and His Dog with Don Johnson? It's a science fiction movie.
No.
Well, it's in a post-apocalyptic future. I don't want to give away too much, but if you haven't watched the movie...
Then, I won't be watching it, so go ahead, because I won't be watching.
Well, anybody else, this is spoilers, so...
I'm Don Johnson, how are you doing?
It was a very young Don Johnson in this movie.
Yeah.
And the deal is, the dog is like can speak telepathically, and so it's a smart... It's smarter than Don Johnson is, basically.
I believe it already.
Yeah, it's a very believable story. It's a good movie, too. It's a good movie, so... Then he uses the dog to help him find food and stuff because it's kind of scarce.
Yeah.
And the other thing he does is he uses the dog to sniff out, like, women. Right?
Uh-huh.
You're liking this movie already, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, talk slower. Yeah, go ahead.
So then he happens upon this woman who then takes him into, like, this cultish thing that's headed by, I think his name was Mason Reese. He's an actor. The Smuckers guy, you know, the name
oh,
like Smuckers.
Oh, my God, not the Smuckers. I was just going to say, it's not the Smuckers guy.
So the deal is they're like live underground and they're not and they can't have any. They're like a you know, kind of a colony of people, you know, in this post-apocalyptic
Yeah.
And they can't impregnate their women, so they need to bring somebody in from the outside. So they entice this Don Johnson character in there.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we want you to impregnate the women, right?
And bring your dog.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't want the dog.
Oh.
And so, you know, John Johnson thinks this is the most fantastic thing ever.
Jeez.
And guess what?
What?
Hook him up to a milking machine.
Oh, fuck. Come on. Come on.
That's what happened to your zombie guy.
Come on, jeez.
I'm just telling you.
You had me going with this story, and then, man, you're like a...
That's the story. That's the story.
I am not... Yeah, there's no way in hell I'm going to watch that fucking movie.
It's no a good fucking movie. It's a good movie.
It was good. I've seen it 10 times. I swear to God.
I saw it a couple times. I actually saw it at the movies. It was a midnight movie kind of situation. But anyway.
It's about as bad as that movie you're telling me about with your man crush on Philip Seymour Hoffman of him whacking it.
Oh, yeah.
Girls or something.
You remind me of Philip Seymour Hoffman a lot. You know that?
Yeah, you and your man crush on Philip Seymour.
Not that. No, I mean, you know, you could be like his brother or something, I swear.
I don't even like that guy. What do you mean I could be his brother?
You guys are simpatico, you know. You got a lot of overlapping qualities there. You're both kind of fat. You're both 50.
I'm closer to Steve Buscemi's brother than I am to frickin', you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman. I got news for you, man. Tell you what.
You know, he sharted in that movie with Ben Stiller, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that you like to do a lot, so.
I have done that once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, see. But yeah, zombie porn, there you go. I think you better exploit this while you can, you know.
Jenna Jameson.
You're not getting any younger, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Charlize Theron.
Unfortunately, I think it's just going to be, you know, like you by yourself in a webcam, but that's a whole...
And Chaz Bono.
Oh, God, why you throw that out?
I've got the cure here, Glady. My assistant CB over here.
I got the cure, that's right.
You're the disease, and I'm the cure.
That's right, watch out. Yeah. Somehow I think you just like put it all over your hands and touch people. That's what I think. It's the healing touch.
Oh, zombie goo.
That's right. What the hell?
Put it on your lips.
That's right. It's moisturizer.
Here's your special lip balm.
There you go.
What's in it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll keep you from being a zombie.
That's right. It'll protect you.
But it won't keep you from being a whore, I can tell you that right now.
Is that what happened to Bill Murray in Zombieland? did you get a hold of him first, or what?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Nice. Zombieland. Well, you better cash in now, because, I mean, that craze will be over pretty soon.
I'd like to get a hold of that Emma Stone, or whatever her name is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There goes your zipper again.
Hold on.
Oh, goodness gracious. But anything else? Any other constructive things that happen at work for you, or what?
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah,
thinking about porn, thinking about zombies.
It was a break time. You know, I was my own time. It wasn't. You know, I wasn't getting paid for it. It was on break.
Oh, was it really? Was it really on break? Come on.
I was taking a break, and I thought, hey, you know what?
I mean, you can't be trusted. You said your wife said she doesn't drink, and then she's got a Bloody Mary. So
yeah, I know.
You lie a lot. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I believe you.
She did lie.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this where the zombie porn idea came up? Was it like she turned around and you're like scared because, you know. She turned into a zombie on you or what?
Well, I'm just saying, it would be cool. Like, you know, you're doing some chick and all of a sudden she turns into a zombie. You're like, whoa, what the hell? What the hell?
I think that would be uncool myself. But
you know, you're like handcuffed to like the bedpost and stuff. And you know, she's like doing stuff and all of a sudden she's like,
I think we'll just call this Miles Fantasy Corner here. I think that's
I'm just saying.
A little bit. Is Desiree in this at all, licking beaters? Or I don't.
If she wanted to be in it, sure. I don't care.
I'm making some frosting with my semen. I'm going to treat everybody who's a zombie. Just have a cupcake, kids. It's all right. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about your new venture, your cupcakery that you're opening up there in Iowa.
Got a little movie. It's called Teen Wolf 69.
Oh, my gosh.
He's doing this chick, and then the moon comes out. No, never mind.
Yeah, there you go. They've already done that, I think. I think that's...
Well, there was a movie with Seymour Thomas. Thomas.
Philip Thomas is the guy from... Miami Vice, isn't it?
Yeah. See, the joke is he's
Philip Michael Thomas.
He's Don Johnson. Never mind. I don't
know. Okay.
It's, if I can explain the joke. See, no, it's a good movie. They hook him up to a milk machine. She's a werewolf. No, listen. They want a seed, and they hook him up to a machine, and they extract the seed.
The funny thing was, you know, the funny thing about that movie was, you know, that... That music and all the Looney Tunes. When they hooked him up to the milking machine, that's the music they played.
With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
That's right.
I can't believe that guy was in it.
What's your name, Smuckers? Oh, with a name like Smuckers.
Let's get you up to this milking machine.
I think that was... No, it was Jason Robards, anyway.
Oh, man, now you ruined it, man.
Oh, I know. I get him confused with Mason Reese. I'm sorry.
James Mason. Come here.
Come here, Lolita.
Lolita, come here. Let me hook you up to this machine.
I think you're going to be a zombie. Let me help you.
Let me hook these up to your titties.
Oh, jeez.
We'll milk you.
Hard to starboard. It's Mutiny on the Lolita.
Oh my god. Sorry. Dr. Zeus, are you proposing that a man get hooked up to a machine? That's what I'm talking about, Taylor. We've been using up CB for 3 weeks. He keeps coming back for the free cookies.
He's got a punch card. Oh, watch out. That's the police.
Oh, God. We're getting shut down, I think. That's the Danger of Heaven live show.
What the hell kind of ring is that?
Yeah, phone somewhere. Oh, God, it's in my pocket. Hold on. Hello?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, he is. Just a moment.
Oh, my God. Okay, you going to take the phone upstairs now? Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just vamp here for a minute.
Sorry. It's the danger of having a live show.
As Miles makes his way up the stairs to deliver the phone to one of his children. So, we're just about done here, Miles, anyhow. So there you go. Oh, my gosh. Now what are they doing now? Oh, my God. The Walking Dead. There we got an audio clip.
It was The Walking Dead, yeah.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
He's going back down. Going back down.
Are we got? He's on set. He's on set for the zombie porn.
Oh God. We have more time for the show, or is it?
Oh, we're just about done. Unless you got something else.
No, I'm gonna save my Pizza Hut story for next week, I think.
Oh, so there you go. That's a teaser for next week.
I like to leave a little tease. That's my new thing. Leave the teaser.
Join us next week, and we'll find out what happened with Miles at the Pizza Hut
and the Meat Lovers.
Oh, so Miles, if they wanted to, exchange zombie porn stories with you, how would they reach you?
They would email me, Taylor. they would email Miles, is what they would do. Miles Tyler at Facebook, yes.
Okay, so good, Miles on Facebook, Static Radio on Twitter.
He's also on Twitter.
Miles_title. We have a hotline, which I can't remember the number of, so I'll look it up, all right?
Let's Google it, Bob.
314-827-6399. You can leave us a message like Manny did a week ago. We didn't get anything this week, so you certainly could call in. tell us your best zombie porn story, I suppose. I don't know.
I wouldn't call that number if I were you.
So,
pick what you find.
Swing by the website, staticradio.com. We're making some changes and so forth. And thank you for listening.
Yes.
Anything else, Dr. Zayas?
Long live porn.
Long live porn. Jeez Louise.